ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 4 million Americans have already voted, according to the election lab at the University of Florida. But for those who have not, polls show a close race. Latest ABC News Ipsos poll shows a statistical tie between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
In the battleground states, it's tied at 49% apiece. Voters trust Trump more than Harris to handle the economy. And among those who say the economy is getting worse, and most do, three-quarters say they prefer Trump. But when it comes to which candidate is looking out for the middle class, more voters trust Harris than Trump.
That's ABC Stephen Portnoy. Both Harris and Trump have campaign events today in the key battleground, Pennsylvania. The acting labor secretary is in Seattle for talks with Boeing and a union representing more than 30,000 machinists who've been on strike for over a month. Florida continues recovery from Hurricane Milton, while in North Carolina, authorities arrested a man in Rutherford County. They say he allegedly threatened to harm FEMA workers. This is ABC News. Cases of whooping cough are on the rise. They're surging to their highest levels in a decade.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton says whooping cough can often start as symptoms of a cold.
Low-grade fever, runny nose, a mild cough for maybe 1 to 2 weeks, and then that progresses into the second stage.
That second stage can sometimes leave children gasping for air, which is where the name whooping cough comes from. Tiny babies, however, may have no cough at all, just apnea when they actually stop breathing. The best way to prevent all this, get your child vaccinated. The CDC says people didn't during the pandemic, leading to the current spike in cases. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A New Jersey train operator was killed this morning. Nearly two dozen passengers were hurt after the train hit part of a tree that was on the tracks on the River Line in southern New Jersey. The rail company working to determine how the tree got onto the tracks. There were 42 passengers on board the train at the time of the accident. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. There is a frost advisory for Richland, Grant, Vernon, and Crawford counties from 1 a.m. until 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Isolated light showers early tonight, then partial clearing and cold. Frost is likely with a low of 33. Partly sunny and cool and breezy tomorrow with a high of 53. Winds will be north 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20. And mostly clear tomorrow night with a hard freeze and a low of 25. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and our winds are out of the east northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 46 degrees. And we have this information to pass along. There was a traffic crash between Gotham and Lone Rock on Highway 14. If you're traveling in that area, you may encounter some delays.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources today announced that due to prolonged drought conditions and potential for elevated fire danger throughout the fall, the agency is reinstating DNR burning permits by issuing a special fire order. The permit reinstatement will begin at midnight tonight in designated DNR protection areas until further notice. The permit reinstatement applies to 13 extensive DNR protection area counties outside incorporated cities and villages, which includes all of Columbia, Crawford, Green Lake, Marquette, Portage, Richland, Sauk, Waupaca, and Washera counties, and portions of Oconto, Dane, Grant, and Iowa counties. A DNR annual burning permit is now required for burning in a barrel, a debris pile, and grass or wooded areas as outlined by the permit, unless the ground is completely snow-covered. Before burning in these areas, anyone wishing to burn must obtain a DNR burn permit and then visit WisBurn for the current burn restrictions. Traditionally, DNR burn permits are required in extensive protection areas from January 1st through May 31st, anytime the ground is not snow-covered. Reinstating permits allows the DNR to restrict burning on a given day during times of elevated fire danger. A DNR burn permit is not required for campfires intended for cooking or warming, but the public is reminded to use extreme caution. Consider having small campfires in a designated fire ring or device in the evening hours to avoid burning under elevated fire conditions, which are typically found during the day. The DNR intends to keep the permit requirements in place until the drought situation improves significantly, either due to long-term rain or snow events. The DNR prescribed burn program will also pause activity this week due to the elevated fire weather conditions. The DNR will continue to evaluate as conditions change. Check current fire danger, wildfire reports, and burning restrictions on the DNR website. Senator Bernie Sanders is making the case for Vice President Kamala Harris in southern Wisconsin. Sanders spoke in Baraboo Saturday. Sanders drew contrast between Harris and Donald Trump on lowering costs for middle-class families, expanding access to health care, and restoring reproductive rights across the country. Sanders speaks today in Milwaukee. Elon Musk Political Action Committee has taken over a big share of Donald Trump's get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin. Musk America PAC is reportedly working with Turning Point Action. Their combined efforts are said to be focusing on people they've identified as Trump supporters who haven't voted recently. We've only got 3 weeks left until the election, then the aftermath and the holidays. So many have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about 24 people got together in Dodgeville recently to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels, which tries to help Americans find things in common. The Marquette University Law School finds 46% of people surveyed say they've had to stop talking about politics with someone they know. Civic Media has a Wisconsin legislative voter guide with all the information you're looking for, candidates running to represent you, and the new legislative maps. Visit civicmedia.us/voterguide, and to learn what is specifically on your ballot, where your polling place is, and how to request an absentee ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov. The average price of gasoline rose 3.7 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is $3.03 today. This is 5.6 cents higher than a month ago, but over 20 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say Iran's attack on Israel is responsible for the slight climb in prices at the pump. While Hurricane Milton has left a third of all stations in Florida without gas, the storm itself is not impacting prices. Oil prices are recently starting to fall again, so we can start to see a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead. Citing safety, authorities are closing two Milwaukee-area public parking lots where people have been living in tents, trailers, and cars. The lots are park-and-ride lots where people can catch a bus or another ride. The state says it will begin closing two lots and a portion of a third in Milwaukee County starting October 21st. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says conditions continue to degrade and become less safe every day. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation is now accepting applications for its Healthy Community Partnership Grants, which provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. those working on innovative ideas, collaborative projects, or programs who need seed money for implementation are encouraged to apply. Grants are awarded 2 times per year, spring and fall, with a maximum grant award of $2,000 each cycle. The application deadline for the fall grant cycle is tomorrow, October 15th, with all monies awarded by December 15th. Eligible programs and activities for funding include, but are not limited to, health, education, disease screening, fitness and wellness assessment and improvement, research speakers, fees related specifically to health and wellness and serving the areas underserved. The project must impact residents in SSM Health St. Clair Hospital service area. Practitioners in all fields of health, educators in school districts, employers, civic organizations, and service clubs are encouraged to apply. Collaborative proposals are always welcomed. For more information regarding the Healthy Community Partnership Grant Program and to obtain a grant application, contact Julia Randles, SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Director, at 608-356-1449 or visit stclair.com/foundation and click on the Healthy Community Partnership Grants link. The Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue invites faculty, staff, and students at the Universities of Wisconsin to apply for grants that enhance democracy through civil dialogue in a robust marketplace of ideas. Applications are now being accepted. The Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue offers grants each fall and spring in 4 areas: research, events and related activities, assessment and curriculum, and professional development. A total of $90,000 is budgeted for the fall grant cycle. Fall semester applications are due tomorrow, while spring semester applications will be due March 15th. More information on the grant program, application process, criteria, selection process, and use of funds can be found at wisconsin.edu/WICCD/WICCD-grant-program. Successful recipients must submit a report to the Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue on the project's outcome. The Moral Lecture Series aims to foster community and a sense of connectedness with others. It's sometimes easy to lose that sense of connectedness, especially in an election year. To build that sense of connectedness, the Moral Lecture Series will sponsor programs involving the reading and listening to the stories of others. Sharing stories and building community in the local food system will be held Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 at the Spring Green Community Library. Explore the Wisconsin Science Festival theme of agriculture by examining the impact of telling the story of our local food producers on our food systems. The program will feature Jules Reynolds. She recently graduated from the University of Wisconsin with a joint PhD in geography and environmental studies. Her community-based dissertation research built on a decade of experience working with farming communities and local food systems across the country and internationally. She is particularly interested in how community-university collaborations can better serve place-based change and food system transformation, and looks forward to continuing this work in Wisconsin in the future. Applications are now being accepted for a grant program aimed at small businesses through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. According to a press release, the Small Business Development Grant can provide funds ranging from $50,000 to $250,000 to regional economic development organizations and local governments. Those organizations will then pass the funds to small businesses in the region. The application deadline is October 18th.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City, and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died Tuesday at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomanie are assisting the family of James V. Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center, died October 6th. In lieu of a service at this time, the family invites you to honor Dave by making a donation to Grace. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center. Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub, Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Health Care. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca. Mary Pine, 88, of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Manor. Funeral services are pending with the Clary Memorial Funeral Home for Mary Pine, 88, of Lone Rock.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Wasn't too bad today. We saw a mix of sun and clouds and high temperatures hit 50 degrees. Now we've got chances for a few spotty light showers. Otherwise, overnight, our clouds clear and we crash cold. In fact, a frost advisory has been issued, which includes Richland, Grant, Vernon, and Crawford counties. It starts at 1 a.m. and lasts through 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Temperatures are expected to fall to the low 30s. Yep, right to that freezing mark, if not below it. So be prepared for a frosty, crisp, cool start tomorrow. High temperatures will once again return to the low 50s under partly sunny skies. The only difference is the winds are going to be feisty again. Of course, they're going to be blowing out of the north up to 20 miles per hour. And as that front moves in, with clear skies tomorrow night, expect a hard freeze. Yeah, you heard that right. Tomorrow night, lows are expected to fall into the mid-20s. Brrr. If you have any plants outside, bring them in or cover them up. It's also a good time to spray for bugs and pests. Because as these temperatures crash cold, they seek warmth as well. Midweek, Wednesday, expect mostly sunny skies and more seasonal highs as a high-pressure system actually hits the area and holds still for midweek. We'll see that southwest breeze warm us up to nearly 60 degrees on Wednesday and into the mid-60s on Thursday. Winds will start to get a bit more feisty, especially into Friday. But if you like the south wind, then here we go, soaring to 70 degrees to close out the week. and the unseasonable warmth won't stop there. In fact, it continues through the entire weekend. We're spoiled, Wisconsin. It'll be partly cloudy and warm on Saturday, with highs reaching 73 degrees, and for Sunday, still unseasonably nice with partly cloudy skies and highs in the mid-70s. Soak it up, get outside, go check out those fall colors, and enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 45 degrees after a high of 49 and a morning low of 39. Yesterday's high was 55 and we received 4/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1989 is 83 degrees with a record low of 25 set back in 2002. Last year's high was 57 with a low of 49. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:20 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:15. Winds are out of the east at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.13, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 45 degrees. And just a reminder, there is that frost advisory for Richland, Grant, Vernon, and Crawford counties from 1 a.m. until 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Also, there was a crash earlier this afternoon on Highway 14 between Gotham and Lone Rock. If you get down the area of the crash, you may encounter a delay.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw for four touchdown passes yesterday in a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. A week after he was suspended for a game, wide receiver Romeo Doubs caught two of the scoring passes. The Cardinals had been mostly error-free coming into the contest, but they were penalized 13 times for 100 yards and coughed up the ball three times on turnovers. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-0 lead, and the final result was never in question. The red-hot Houston Texans will visit Lambeau Field this coming Sunday. The ninth-ranked Wisconsin volleyball team swept Northwestern in straight sets 3-0 yesterday afternoon at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers had a dozen blocks for the seventh time this season while improving their record to 11-6. Sarah Franklin led the way with 14 kills, and Lola Schumacher added 14 digs. Wisconsin had five service aces. A bigger challenge awaits Wisconsin on Friday when number 11 Oregon visits. Wisconsin's undefeated women's hockey team produced another offensive explosion in Sunday's 7-3 win over a ranked opponent from Minnesota Duluth. The Badgers have a record of 6-0. Olivia Mobley and Maggie Chanel scored two goals each. The teams were tied after the first period, but three goals into the second put them up to stay. Goaltender Ava McNaughton stopped 20 shots. Wisconsin travels to Minnesota for a series next week. Starting Friday night. The Milwaukee Bucks are hoping more stability will help them bounce back after exiting in the first round of the playoffs each of its last two seasons. The Bucks are coming off a tumultuous 2023-24 campaign in which they acquired Damian Lillard just before training camp and changed coaches midway through the season. They believe they can produce better results for coach Doc Rivers after having a full training camp to work with him. The key is making sure two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Lillard all stay healthy.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwarz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured. Insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher's streak of 33 consecutive scoreless innings in the playoffs has ended. Brian Brazier gave up a leadoff home run to Francisco Lindor of the New York Mets in the first inning of Game 2. Lindor connected on a 2-2 pitch to right field, a 395-foot shot that gave the Mets a 1-0 lead. The Dodgers went with a bullpen game on today, and Brazier was the first of multiple relievers who were set to pitch. Dodgers pitchers tied the postseason record of 33 consecutive scoreless innings in a 9-0 rout in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. Clayton Kershaw says he plans to return to the Los Angeles Dodgers for his 18th season next year. The three-time NL Cy Young Award winner isn't pitching in the current playoffs because of a bone spur in his left big toe that sidelined him for the final months of the regular season. The 36-year-old left-hander made just 7 starts this year, going 2-2 with a 4.50 ERA, which were both career lows. Last November, Kershaw had a left shoulder surgery, and the recovery kept him out of action until July 25th. By the end of August, he was on the injured list with a toe injury. He says he's going to come back next year and give it a go and see how it goes. Kansas is number one in the AP Top 25 preseason men's basketball poll ahead of Alabama and two-time defending national champion UConn. The Jayhawks got 30 of 60 first-place votes, while the Crimson Tide received 14 and the Huskies got 11. Houston and Iowa State round out the top five, followed by Gonzaga, Duke, Baylor, North Carolina, and Arizona. The Big 12 has half of the top 10 teams, but the SEC has the most in the top 25 overall with 9. That includes number 16 Arkansas, led by new coach John Calipari, and number 23 Kentucky, where Mark Pope replaced him. And the WNBA had a record year in terms of growth in viewership and attendance, and with that, the players now want a bigger piece of the financial pie. The Players Union and league have until November 1st to potentially opt out of their current collective bargaining agreement. It is likely that the players will decide to do so before the deadline, as they have a list of wants, including increased salaries, now that the WNBA has entered a historic 11-year media rights deal with Disney, Amazon, Prime, and NBC for $200 million a year. If the union does opt out, the current CBA will still be in effect until next season. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Cattle were mostly higher Monday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower, watching U.S. harvest activity and expecting good progress in much of the region this week. The trade was also monitoring planting weather in South America ahead of CONAB's Brazil update Tuesday. November beans were down 9.5 at 9.96. January was 9.5 lower at 10.11.5. December bean meal was up 20 cents at 3.15.30. December soybean oil was down 143 points at 41.90. Corn was lower, watching harvest activity in the U.S. and planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil, expecting at least some improvement in rainfall. USDA's weekly crop numbers are delayed until Tuesday. December corn was 7.5 lower at 4.08.25. March was down 8.25 at 4.24.75. And wheat was lower with a little bit of pressure from a higher trade in the dollar index for most of the session. There is some rain in the forecast later this week for dry parts of the southern and western U.S. plains. Losses were at least a little bit limited by ongoing global weather issues. December Chicago was down 13.75 at 5.85.25. December Kansas City was down 14.5 at 5.90. December Minneapolis wheat was 17.25 lower at 6.26.5. Live cattle were up, and feeders were mostly higher ahead of this week's direct business. Box beef at midday was higher. December live was up 35 at 187.92, and February was up 50 at 188.70. November feeders, the exception, were down 22 at 249.57. January was up 35 at 247.60. And hogs were down on technical selling and questions about sustained domestic demand. December lean on Monday was down $1.85 at $75.80. February was $1.32 lower at $79.82. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Typically quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed higher with strong demand for light off. Range choice up 210 at 313.32. Select up $1.73 at 290.45. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 10,000 on the week and down 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed firm with a handful of negotiated purchases. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 13 cents with a weighted average of 74.47. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher, up 50 cents at 94.97. Bellies, ribs, loins, and hams were all higher. Butts were the lone primal to move lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and even on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. The executive director of Illinois Pork Producers says efforts like National Pork Month help spur consumer demand. Jennifer Tyree tells Brownfield,
"We have to keep that movement going. We have to keep those consumers enjoying our product."
More news is next.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Founder of Farmers Business Network says now is a good time for farmers to evaluate their finances ahead of the 2025 growing season. Charles Barron tells Brownfield he expects many will take advantage of lower interest rates.
I think, you know, across the board, you'll see a lot of action of just, you know, kind of resetting loans that were taken in the last 2 to 3 years in a higher rate environment.
The CEO of a southern Minnesota ethanol plant says harvest is going smoothly. Brian Kletcher is with Highwater Ethanol near Lamberton.
The crop has been fast and furious, taking in probably a record on a week ago Saturday, 315,000 bushels, most we've ever taken in one day.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council says modest improvements in dairy shipments during August helped push volumes ahead of last year. Total U.S. dairy export volumes were up 1.7% from last August, and values were up 10% to $708 million. The biggest jump of the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Combine Cleanout. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. As farmers harvest this fall, Enlist field specialist Tony Gady says it's important to clean your combine between fields, as studies show a typical combine will store up to 200 pounds of field residue. He tells Brownfield proper cleanout can prevent the spread of resistant weeds. It only takes about a half hour. More after this.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. The old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, a And it starts when you plant and list corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn. Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Is an Enlist field specialist with Corteva Agriscience and says combines can store up to 200 pounds of field debris during harvest.
Tucked away in different corners and pockets. And growers should clean out their combines during harvest to avoid spreading resistant weed seeds from affected fields to unaffected fields. Before you even put the combine in the field, you could take steps to prevent the spreading of these seeds. One is to try to remove the problem weeds prior to harvest. So another is to harvest in a certain order to prevent carrying these seeds. So for instance, if you know that you have a field that maybe some stubborn weeds you made it through the herbicide application or they're resistant, put those towards the end of the list so that you're harvesting the clean fields first. The other thing is, if you know where there's a clump of resistant weeds or tough to control weeds, just go out there and send someone out to manually remove them before you harvest. You know, as part of the Enlist system, it's important to remind everyone that weed control isn't just about the herbicides. It's also including these best practices to ensure you're relying on as many tools as possible to prevent any herbicide resistance. You know, actions like these greatly protect the longevity not only of herbicides, but other weed control technologies you may rely on.
He tells Brownfield combine cleanout between fields doesn't take very long.
You want to start by using the right PPE or personal protective equipment, gloves, N95 masks, also hearing and eye protection. Next, you want to run the unloading auger for a minute or so. Just make sure you're getting, you know, anything out of that and through it. But then open the elevator doors, the rock traps, auger sump, and those access panels that you have to help clean it out. After that, you want to restart the combine, run the separator for a couple of minutes. And depending on the type of combine you have, you should put the cleaning shoe fan on full speed while opening and closing the sieves automatically. Or you adjust the rotor speed to full speed while opening and closing the concaves. But after you've done that, you want to clean any material left in the traps. If you have a leaf blower, air compressor, those really help to remove the debris from the outside of the combine. So you focus like on the head, the axles are another spot where things like to cling onto, and then, of course, the spreader at the back end.
Learn more about combine cleanout at Corteva.us. And for more weed control resources, visit Enlist.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Looking like a tornado might have come crashing through the door. I can't say what happened, but one thing's for sure. The moon shone on through a thin piece of glass, and the stars must have blushed when you kissed me. The storm.
and piece of glass, and the stars wasn't blessed when you kissed me. There's a story.
That was Midland with Sunrise Tells the Story on Country and Community. Good evening, everyone. Happy Monday. My name is Tim Thied. I'll be here until 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music and information as we get it. And right now at 546, our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, is 44 degrees with the winds out of the east at 4 miles per hour and cloudy skies out there as well. Brittany Merlot says there is a frost advisory out for Richland, Grant, Vernon, and Crawford counties from 1 a.m. until 8 a.m. on Tuesday. And she says we could get down to 33 tonight and a chance of frost. Tomorrow night's going to be even colder. It's supposed to get down to 25. But as we get in towards the middle and the end of the week, our highs are going to be up into the 70s and our lows will be down around the 40s. So I tell you, we've been having some wacky weather. We had the thunder and lightning on Saturday. Actually, the lightning made them call the Ithaca football game at halftime, but Ithaca came out victorious on that one, 34-0. But I tell you, we've been having some wacky weather. It seems like all summer long, we've been having some really weird weather, out of the ordinary weather. But anyways, I hope you all are staying cool out there. And it is fall, so this is kind of expected, this colder weather. It is a little below normal, but it is expected to be a little cooler around this time of year. But other than that, I hope everybody's surviving the cooler weather well. Just wanted to let you know, a second harvest food distribution is being held in Boscobel tomorrow, beginning at 9:30 in the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot. This distribution is drive-through only and free to everyone. And there's a couple blood drives going on tomorrow as well. One of the blood drives is from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and the other will be tomorrow from noon to 4 at the Linden Station Fire Station. If you'd like to make appointments for either of those blood drives, you can do so by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online at redcrossblood.org.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
100.9 WRCO. It's raining too hard, girl, it's so late. Don't get in that car and just drive away. Baby, please let me kiss that goodbye off your lips. Let your heart stay right where it is. You can hate me in the morning, but baby, tonight let me love. Leave it off your mind. Burned out, oh girl, what you say? We pour gas on it now. I hear every tear that falls down on the floor. I'll drown if you'll step away from that door. Let me kiss that goodbye off your lips. Let your heart stay right where. Baby, tonight let me love.
street will never get you nowhere. It ain't streetcar jumping and backbeat bumming. Get along like it in there. You hold your head up high like you're gonna fly. You take the bitter till you find the sweet. And when you got that crowd and screaming loud, you leave them sitting on the edge of the seats. Ooh, yeah, you gotta step that step. Walk that walk. Shake that thing, honey. Talk that talk. New York dude, they keep you bumping until the break of day. And no time to rest, and you gotta feel blessed, cause you're gonna get it anyway. And when you start to wail and your face turns pale, you gotta bump it till you miss the pops. And as the eagle flew, baby, so will you, cause you're climbing all the way to the top. Ooh, yeah, you gotta step that step. Walk that walk. Shake that thing, honey. Talk that talk.
One thing